Listening and Reflecting by Giles Peel, Chair of the Board of Trustees. As I write this introduction to our July issue, I have just concluded my second full board meeting as Chair. This marks an important milestone for me personally and has provided an invaluable opportunity for me to listen and reflect. A central focus of the discussion was the wealth of feedback gathered from our recent member conferences. I would like to extend my sincere thanks to everyone who attended, contributed so thoughtfully, and took the time to share their perspectives. Your input is, and always will be, essential in ensuring that our direction remains aligned with the needs and ambitions of our community of blind veterans and their family members, friends, and supporters. The conversations that emerged from these conferences were wide-ranging, constructive and encouraging. It was particularly reassuring to hear of the openness and engagement across the sessions. I'm pleased to say that this feedback is already helping to inform the charity's thinking as we move forward, and it will play an important role in shaping our priorities in the months ahead. I look forward to sharing more updates with you as this work develops. Member Jules has provided his own report on the conference he attended, which you will hear later in this recording. I have also been delighted to hear about the strong momentum behind the new Member Ambassador Programme. Even at this early stage, this initiative is resonating and beginning to make a positive difference by strengthening connections across our network. The enthusiasm and commitment shown by those already involved is inspiring, and it speaks to the strength of our membership community. I'm confident that the programme will play a vital role in enhancing both member engagement and the visibility of the charity as we continue to grow. And you will hear more about this further in our recording. As we move into the summer months, I hope you are able to enjoy a well-earned break and take the opportunity to recharge, whether that involves time with family and friends, travel, or simply a change of pace. I hope it brings both rest and renewal. There will be no issue of review published in August, so this edition will carry us through until our next publication in September. In the meantime, thank you once again for your continued support, insights and commitment to our community. I wish you all a very enjoyable summer and look forward to reconnecting in the autumn with renewed energy and a shared sense of purpose.